Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. This is a high IQ podcast. If you are a low IQ individual, this might not be the podcast for you. It is the greatest podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons. Number one of which, it's telling you what is really happening in the world today. What's really happening in the world today? You are, what is the Matrix, first of all? The Matrix behind everything that's happening, you are involved in a war. There's a hidden war for control of the planet that's taking place, and we detail it all on theawakener.ca and on this podcast. So this is a Canadian show. We're gonna do a Canadian show for one reason, and we've been doing it for one reason only, is because our government in Canada is up to scheming things. That is, they're scheming a way to retain power, even though they know that they're going under. Well, why are they going under? Well, you know, if you hadn't noticed, they would almost rather have war on the USA than to close their borders or to do reasonable things that have been asked from them from, obviously, President Trump. Please close your borders. There won't be any tariffs. No, we would rather bring poverty to Canada instead. Why are they doing this? Well, because the government that controls us is these big globalist benefactors, and they work for America's enemies, which is detailed on theawakener.ca. They are leading the Western world to its gradual demise, which you can't notice, and they are in on the collapse of the USA to create one world government. I have the insider with me. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
So let's go back in history last week. So last week we detailed a kind of an evil plot to regain control. We say that because the liberals right now are absolutely failing in the polls, okay? And they're trying to regain popularity. And it seems like what's happening is exactly like what happened to Kamala, don't you think?
I agree very much.
So what happened to Kamala, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we saw that Biden was starting to get so low that it was impossible to cheat to make him even popular. And all of a sudden, boom, this head of the snake is cut off, and in comes a new snake. And the whole system goes, wow, this is Kamala. Isn't she wonderful? Look what's happening now. The head of the snake is getting chopped off. Here comes Carney. And oh my goodness, all the bots on Twitter, everybody's like, this Carney guy is so wonderful. Look at him. Oh man, it is a giant sham. Look at what's happening in the Liberal Party. They're already telling certain candidates, oh, you can't run. Sorry, you can't. They've raised the fees to astronomical rates, so only a few people can go for it. Chrystia Freeland, she doesn't really want to be leader. Come on. This is all just a giant sham to put one person into power to replace Trudeau. And look at all the fake polls. The fake polls, Insider, they're already saying that, oh my goodness, popularity is through the roof for the Liberal Party again. Come on. Nobody buys it, right? What do you think of this?
100%. If you're looking at the polls lately, right? First of all, you're right. The liberals are getting a lot of free advertising on the news every day. Carney's getting a lot of free advertising.
Right.
And you're right about the bots and all these crazy people that are posting things on social media about Mark Carney. Right. A lot of the MPs realize that he is the chosen one. So they're coming behind him, right? They're coming behind him. And the crazy thing is there's some like ECOS polls and some radically left-wing pollsters that are showing that, oh, it's tightening. The liberals are rising and the conservatives are going down. Nobody that I know of, any of this is in Toronto, which is, you know, a generally left-wing city, is even interested in the liberals anymore. It doesn't matter who their leader is. They want Canadians want a massive change.
Now, it's a very strategic point in history. Number one, because obviously we've detailed the origins of the Hunter Biden investigation and Joe Biden and how it's going to connect to the globalists and the previous president, Barack Obama, who's still running the show in Canada and all that nonsense. So they are trying to regain power as quickly as they possibly can before all the truth comes out. You can see it. Doug Ford is trying to regain power. You can see that what the liberals are doing. Look at the foreign interference report. Now, we went over the foreign interference report in the last show. The foreign interference report, blah, blah, blah. It was just absolutely insane reading this. So what have they done, Insider? What I hear, what's 99 years?
So, yeah, for two witnesses, they have redacted their statements and they've hidden it and will lock it up for 99 years that the public will not know, which is crazy. And then they're saying,
well, there's nothing wrong. Why don't you just tell us?
Exactly.
Right?
Why are you hiding it for 99 years for everyone to die? And they're saying there's no traitors. They found no traitors
in Parliament. Oh, yeah, of course. There's no traitors in Parliament. Meanwhile, I've detailed on this show how Justin Trudeau was put in and Harper was kicked out of office mainly for one reason and one reason only, and that is the transportation of U.S. uranium over to North Korea, and Iran. The reason why is the communists have a way of waging war against us through an internal revolution and need to have mass chaos. And this is all detailed on theawakener.ca. Obviously, COVID and all the technology regarding coronavirus and stuff was also on this, plus other factors as well. So the government of Canada is in on the collapse of the USA. They don't want you to know. And this foreign interference report, I speculated it was going to be blaming political opponents here like me for being a Russian asset. But it's not. It's actually, it's worse than that. They're coming up with a giant scheme to maintain power, to kind of crush interest in this and saying, oh, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. Go back to sleep. Do you think it's going to work?
You know, it's very hard to say, because if people get brainwashed enough, they, you know what they say, you tell a lie enough times, people believe it.
Oh, Canadians are so asleep. Canadians have no idea why these tariffs are happening. They have no idea why Trump is acting. Why on earth would this guy want Greenland, Canada, the Panama Canal? Well, there's going to be a war. We've detailed this, that there's going to be a war. It's only a matter of time. And it goes all the way back to, obviously, Patrick Ho, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. It's already expanding. The truth is coming out. Everyone's focused Trump. Okay, remember on this show, everyone's focused on Trump, and we started talking about Patrick Ho way back in the day. Oh my goodness. The truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and the Canadian government is trying to hold on to power. It's their last chance. It's going to be crazier. Like, I do not trust this government whatsoever. Do you trust them?
Well, the worst thing is Jagmeet Singh. He's going to back them up.
Jagmeet Singh, the traitor, is totally. What's your thoughts on him?
So remember, he was saying in December, I'm going to vote non-confidence, and he put out a letter that he's going to vote. And every conservative believed him. Okay, finally, he's going to stand by his word, because this time he put it in writing.
What did you say? You thought it was bullshit.
I said, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Right.
Right?
It's nonsense.
And he's going to find every excuse to back out of the agreement. And he's already doing it. He's saying it now.
Let me guess. Oh, I have more confidence in Carney now that Trudeau is gone, blah, blah, blah.
And then I'm willing to vote, and that because of the tariffs, workers are going to lose wages, and the government is going to, so long as they prepare a bill to give money back, like a CERB, right? So like what they did during the lockdowns, if they do that money back, but to the workers who lose jobs because of tariffs, not to everybody, then I will vote with the government. That means he's going to prop them up for a number of months.
Right. Canadians, to be honest with you, Canadians are totally asleep. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand the dynamics of our government. They don't understand the dynamics of what's going on in America. It's really hard to say what the future of Canada is. I love Canada, but we are a horrible communist country. And I say that because I know what my government is doing. They're totally in on the collapse. In this war of things that are happening between these two forces in the world, this U.S. industrial complex and a communist conspiracy, our government is working for the communists to destroy the U.S. complex. And it can't be more obvious. Like, why on earth, Insider, would you ever train Chinese soldiers how to fight in cold climates on Canada? Why?
Unless you're going to have a war in Canada.
Oh my goodness. So then what benefit would it be to go from tariffs to go from actually declaring war on the US? I mean, we have no chance in whatsoever, but like, you can see already, Chrystia Freeland, by the way, she's talking. These people literally would bring all of Canada to its knees in this fight against Donald Trump over something completely and totally reasonable. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
So we're going to keep you up to date on this. Go to theawakener.ca, but this is something, our government is involved in the highest levels of treason, and we will detail it for you all on this show. Take care.